Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Lawsuit Helpline. This is Natalia on a recorded line. What is the name of the person that you're transferring?
My name is June Kingston.
Oh, okay. Hi, Ms. June. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate?
Oh, sure, I will. Yes, I will.
Yes, okay. I'll just ask you some quick questions here. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Not yet. Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm, or signed any documents for this matter?
Yes. Repeat the question. I just want to make sure we got the right answer.
Yes, correct. Yeah. So are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed documents?
Yes, I would confirm that I didn't sign no documents.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And was it you or a loved one that used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
It was me.
For yourself. Okay. And were you diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer?
Yes.
You were. Okay. I'm so sorry to hear about that. Was it
ovarian?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Ovarian cancer.
Ovarian cancer. Okay. And do you know what the subtype was, what it was called?
Yeah, I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Oh my God. Repeat the question, Miss. I'm so sorry. I'm so emotional right now because I'm going through the mission. So just a couple months. It's only been. It only been for me November 2024, last month. So I'm sorry if I'm a little emotional about it.
Okay. No, that's okay. I understand.
I had a serious low-grade stage 1 ovarian cancer.
Okay. Okay. Was it an endometrioid, adenocarcinoma? Was it an epithelial?
It's a serious low-grade stage 1.
Uh-huh. Epithelial. Okay. I see. There's just a couple options here, so I'll go ahead and put that one. When were you diagnosed? When was the date?
Yes. January 2024.
January. Okay.
That's when I started treatment. I was diagnosed like a week before that, though. But I started my diagnosis right away because, you know, I'm older.
Of course. Yeah. Okay. So you were diagnosed, December?
Matter of fact, no, I can give you right date. I would never forget that. You know, certain things you would never forget in your life. January 12th, 2024. That's when I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer.
Okay, January 12th. And what was your age at the time of the diagnosis?
61.
Okay. And then do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Oh, yes. I would never forget the doctor name. Mm-hmm. The first one that diagnosed me, that was my GYN, you know, my OB/GYN. And let me spell her name because I always get her name wrong, and I always used to call her doctor. She was my lifesaver.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Leslie, can I spell the last name for you?
Yes, please.
Dr. Leslie, A-N-D-R-I-A-N-I. MD. She was my GYN.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the OBGYN. I'm sorry, can you spell the last name one more time?
Because that's who diagnosed me. And the last name is A-N-D-R-I-A-N-I. I looked on my little old papers.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Okay, Dr. Leslie, is it Angriani?
Yes. You good. I always do. I call it Dr. A.
Okay, perfect. So it was A-N and then G as in go, or is it D as in dog?
D as in dog. A-N-D-R-I-A-N-I.
D. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Just because
She gave me a little pink ribbon with her name on it. That's where I read it because I told you I'm at work away.
Uh-huh. Okay, no problem. Dr. Andriani diagnosed you. And where did you get diagnosed? What was the name of the hospital or the facility?
Oh, yes. It was University of Pennsylvania, 34 Spruce Street, Philadelphia, PA, 191, I think that's zip code 04.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you repeat that one more time?
Yep. University of Pennsylvania, 34th and Spruce Street, Philadelphia, 19104. And you know I was diagnosed by my GYN, but I had another doctor who actually treated me.
Okay. Okay, no problem. Let me just write down the diagnosing doctor, and then I'll get to the treating doctor. Give me one second. So it was 3400 Spruce Street, Philadelphia.
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry to tell you my whole life story before you answer, but it happened to me, so it's my life story. I'm sorry.
Of course. No, that's totally okay. This is a recorded line, so if we do move forward, it's fine. The attorneys will, you know, will get to know the whole story, and they'll help build the case. So I appreciate you sharing with me. Okay. Were you diagnosed, I'm sorry, it was in Pennsylvania, correct? The state of Pennsylvania?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Is that where you live as well?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right. So let me see. One second here. Okay. So you were diagnosed less than 2 months ago. Did you use, I'm sorry, not less than 2 months, less than 2 years ago. So, okay. So it was back in January. Did you use hair relaxers of any brand that more than four times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes. Yes. I used it. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep, I use Dark and Lovely. It's made by L'Oreal, and I use it a lot. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I use it over, like, a minimal. I use it a lot over years.
Mm-hmm. How many times per year would you say?
I'd say about 5 or 6 times per year, because I used it for my curly. See, I had curly hair, and I wanted to give it that straight a look.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it was a straightening product. Okay, so about 6 times per year. So I'll go ahead and put that on here. Okay, and then are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Yes, okay. What is your date of birth, ma'am?
That was September the 15th, 1963.
September 15, 1963. Okay.
Yeah, and I use it, and I use that product really about 5 or 6 times a year.
Was it monthly?
Yeah, I would say monthly, that's what it was, because, a relaxer only lasts in your hair about every 4 weeks. So
every
I use it,
weeks.
I would say, about 4 or 6 times a year, not every month, but I never miss, 3 or 4 months. I never went 4 months without straightening my hair.
Okay, so it was pretty consistent. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because in my town, we used to call them BDBs. I just didn't know it was going to hurt me. So, if I knew now, hindsight, I would have lived with the BDBs,
Of course. Yeah, no, there's just new information that comes out. Okay, and have you ever been diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
No, okay, that's good. And then did you ever have any other family members or friends that were also injured by the hair relaxers?
No. It seemed like out of the family, I'm the only one had the worst of hair. Everybody else, they had good hair. I was the one born with the BDBs.
Yeah, I see. Okay, no problem. And then how old were you when you first started using the hair relaxers?
I guess, I'm going to go back to when I was a teenager. I'm going to go way back. I'm going to say good about when I was about 16 or 17. Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. So back when you were a teenager. What year was that? When did you first start using it?
Okay. If I was born 63. I'm going to say in the 63, 73, 83. I'm going to say 80, about in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. In the 80s. Okay. So let's see.
When I start using Dark and Lovely, that brand, because the brand worked so good, I never switched up on it. I always do use L'Oreal Dark and Lovely because it did my hair so good.
Okay. So that was the go-to product. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. For me anyway.
I see. Okay. That does make sense. And then when did you stop using the product? What year?
Oh, soon I found out I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, as soon as you were diagnosed, got it.
Yes, for sure, because I didn't know till the doctors told me he knew because he was testing me for all these other things,
mm-hmm.
and he said that he found some of that chemical that was found in the hair relaxer in the blood work. So that's how
that's
he
right.
knew.
Okay, and the blood work, all the chemicals. Okay, so that was this year in 2024. So let's see, 2024.
I don't recommend that or never, ever.
Yeah, of course, after that experience. Okay, so would you say that you used the product consecutively for about 44 years?
Yes.
From 1980 to 2024.
Yeah, dumb miss.
That's okay. I mean, you didn't know. You were doing the best you could. Did you get the treatment at a salon or at home or both?
Oh, I did it at the salon because, my mom thought I didn't know what I was doing. I would take out my hair because, perms got chemicals. So I actually went to a professional.
Right. Okay. So you started at the salon. Do you have any receipts by any chance?
No, I never, when you go to a hair salon, I never thought of getting a receipt.
Mm-hmm.
And the beauty salon, oh yeah, I could have, because they go by credit cards, but I don't have them because I never start to keep them.
Of course, yeah, no problem. I know some people do keep all of their receipts. That's why we have to ask.
Oh, yes. They got good taxes. My account is such, I don't keep nothing.
Of course. Yeah, no problem. Okay, so no for now. And then do you currently use any hair relaxer products?
Heck no. I would never use it again in my life. Oh, one time, two-time bitten. Oh, no, not so ever.
No more. Okay, perfect. And do you happen to have any leftover products at all or laying around or anything?
No.
Okay.
No, heck no.
Yeah, you want to get them out of there. Okay. And then you said you used Dark and Lovely. That was the brand?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And then
made Dark and Lovely made by L'Oreal.
L'Oreal. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So let's see. From 1980 to 2024.
Well, 22 years. I was actually using it. I can honestly say 22 years, because when I was a teenager, you know how we used to go to braids. I was younger, so braids and stuff. But consistently, to be honest, consistently, it was like for 22 years. I'm 61. I can honestly say for like 22 years.
For 22 years consecutively.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so I'll put that on here. Okay, so let me see. And did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Yes, I'm going to say yes.
Yes, okay. Have there been periods that the hair relaxer use was stopped?
Repeat that question.
Have there been periods that the hair relaxer product use was stopped, so meaning it wasn't continued? Were there any periods where you stopped using it for a brief period of time?
No, I just used it since I didn't know what was going on inside of me. I just used it to straighten my hair, like I told you, when it's
pretty
again.
Continuous. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so I'll put continuous. You did say 22 years.
Yes.
Okay.
2 years.
However, I put the start year that you used it was 1980, and then you stopped using it in 2024. So that looks like
Let's be realist. Let's keep it real with the lawyers. So, I want to be honest because I got
proof, guys.
I want to be honest because just like I told my doctor, and when I was younger, it was one time here and there, but continue when I got out the braid phase, it was like 2022, when weaves came out and that straight thing. So it was, I can honestly say I started in about February 2002.
Yeah,
February, only reason why that, because I got pictures, and I got pictures in my house when my when my hair is all straight, being all cute, and I remember my boyfriend. We had a special day for Valentine's. So
that's
sweet. February 2022. 2002. Yeah, I started in February 2002.
Okay.
Yes, because I can remember. I got a picture on my in my house, and I'm you know how you picture stuff. In my head, this is straight, and I know I turned it.
Right.
I'm
no,
gonna
that's
say it's 2020 because that's when we started coming out. And I see, I'm older, mm-hmm. so back in my time, we used to wear wigs in the '80s and stuff. So
right,
I went back and forth.
I remember seeing pictures, of people.
Yeah, but when Weeds came out in around 2002, that mm-hmm. was me. That was me permanent, constantly.
Okay, I see. Okay, perfect. So we'll do 2002 to 2024. So that is about 22 years. Okay. All right, perfect. And then what type of treatment did you receive? Was there any surgery? Was there radiation?
Oh, yeah, girl. Oh, my God. Now, treatment, I had chemotherapy. Mm-hmm. I had a complete hysterectomy.
Oh, okay. See, I'm so sorry to hear about that. Yeah.
So, and then, you know, they gave, oh, my God. And then I can honestly say I've been free since November. So of last month, so it's really good to me. I've been in remission for 3 years, and mm-hmm. every 6 months to this day, I still go to the hospital to get blood work, but knock on wood, I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Yeah, so the treatment was chemotherapy. I had a complete hysterectomy.
Uh-huh.
And they gave me some chemotherapy ejecting. You know how they ejected through the IV, the kill mm-hmm. cancer stuff. So that was good. And I did 2 cycles every 2 months. So I'm glad they just got it out.
Yeah, I'm glad you were able to get treatment.
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yes, and they gave me something called a therapy drug. This was a drug that they gave me injected to me to rebuild my immune system.
Oh.
And I took that meant for 3 months. But I think that really, really helped with me because mm-hmm. it seemed like I started getting better.
Oh, that's
the treatment. Only reason why it comes in my mind, that treatment, I know I had other treatments, but that mm-hmm. treatment right there, I started to feel much better.
Much better. Was that the immunotherapy? Is that what they called it?
Oh, yeah. How you know? Yeah, they gave it to me in the injection. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. You did mention for your immune system, so I think that's what it was. Yeah, immunotherapy.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So I'll make a note of that.
Yeah, and tell the lawyer I got proof to ask the doctor. They drew both my ovaries and uterus because you know me, I'm older. So they mm-hmm. took everything out so I could end the service so I never have to worry about it, never again.
Of course, yeah. Okay, I'm glad you got that treatment. What was the name of the doctor that treated you?
Oh, yes. Doctor... Yep, because I definitely he get kudos to me too because mm-hmm. you know I have let me see how you pronounce it, familiar.
Mm-hmm. You can spell it.
Oh well, thank you because I already say I don't know the doctor name. Let me spell it. FIONASSIMPKINS. And she was, you know what she was? She was my ornithologist. And you know I used to call her Dr. F. But it's for Nona. Yeah, it's for Nona.
Oh, okay. Okay, so let me see. Doctor, you said X as in X-ray?
Nope. It's Dr.
Oh.
F as in Frank.
Oh,
I-O-N-A.
Uh-huh. Fiona. Okay, Dr. Fiona.
You remember the cartoon, I Got a Grandbaby.
Oh,
that's how
that's
always
right.
used to tease her about that. Right, you remember? I used to always tease her about that.
Yeah, I see. Okay, Dr. Fiona. And then what was the last name? Was it Simpkins?
Yes, S-I-M-P-K-I-N-S. She's just an oncologist.
Oncologist. Okay, perfect.
Yeah,
and then
she did all my treatments. She the best doctor ever. You see, I'm free. Go to her. If anybody need her, I definitely recommend her.
Perfect. Thank you for that. What is the facility where she was located? What hospital or?
Oh, University of Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh. Okay, so the same place, the hospital.
Yes.
Okay, the one on Spruce Street?
Yep, Philadelphia, PA. I think that zip code is 19104.
Yes, I do see it here. Okay, perfect.
I was right. We should play that number. And you know, I don't know the zip code. We should play that number.
Yeah, very nice. Okay, I'm glad you remember. Okay, and then can you confirm your gender for me?
Oh, yes, female.
Okay, and then your first and last name, can you spell? Oh, I have June as your first name. Is it J-U-N-E?
Yes.
Okay, last name, Kaysen, C-A-I-S-O-N.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then for the attorneys, can you verify your social?
Oh, yes. 1-866-608-926.
8926. Okay, thank you. And then I have an email. I have junijada@yahoo.com.
Yes.
Yes, okay. And then is this your main phone number, a cell phone, 215-989-7426?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, perfect. And do you have documents that would support the diagnosis, so a copy of your medical records?
Yeah, I can get it from my doctor. I can't get it right now. As you see, I told you I was at work away. But when I get back, I'll be happy to get it for you.
Okay, perfect. No problem. And then can you provide it to the attorneys either via mail or electronically or both?
Both. Yeah, I can do for both for you guys.
For both. Okay, thank you. And then what is your current mailing address?
1708 South 29th Street, Philadelphia, PA 19145. And we got to get this product off the market, Miss. We really, really do.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, hopefully, you know, after all of these lawsuits, they do something about that.
Yeah, because that's what I'm saying about what I went through. Who cares about the money? I mean, you know, but if I die from it, money ain't going to make me happy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Money ain't going to do nothing for me. We got to stop hurting other people. You know, I'm worrying about the future. The girls worrying about me being straight hair, being beautiful, looking at these magazines, your hair that got to be straight. If I can go back and tell them, I would have lived with my BDBs.
Of course, yeah, it's unfortunate that these chemicals ended up hurting people, but I'm glad that you're here today, and I'm glad that I can assist you today.
I told you, I'm ramming it on. I'm so glad. I told you, I've been in the mission for 3 years. I just love life now. You know,
yes,
how I just,
exactly.
I'm just loving life.
Yeah, I'm so glad. Yeah, you sound like you're a very joyful woman, and I'm glad that I can help you today. Okay, so let me just continue here. We're almost done. I do appreciate you. It's okay. No, no, that's okay. I'm just trying to make sure everything's spelled correctly here so I don't miss anything. Okay, and then you live in the state of Pennsylvania, correct?
Yes.
Yes, okay, perfect. And then the last thing we request from you, Ms. June, is just an emergency contact number, just in case something happens. So if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time, we'll reach out to your emergency contact so that there's no disruptions with the case. And for that, would you like to provide someone that lives with you or lives separate?
We can supply my daughter who lived with me.
Your daughter. Okay, perfect. And then what is the phone number?
267.
Mm-hmm.
680-6074. You can tell I'm an old head because I actually looked at the phone to get the number.
Uh-huh.
See, young people got to go to the phone. I remember we had none of that. We actually remember phone numbers. I'm so proud of myself. My daughter be like, Mom, how you do that? You remember a number. Maybe your phone break or something. These kids, they go to the phone. Yep, I'm right, too, because
it's important.
Make sure I'm right. 267-680-6. Oh, man, I'm talking so mad. Maybe I got to go to the phone to make sure it's right. Oh, see, I was talking myself up. I made myself don't know. Questioning myself. I'm going to go to the phone. So
okay, no problem. And you can put me on speaker if you need to so you can verify that.
Okay. It was so right. 267-6. 806074.
Yes, correct. 6074.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
So,
what is your daughter's first and last name?
Jennifer Kaysen.
Okay, can you spell that for me?
Oh, yes, Jennifer. JennifeR. Kaysen. CAISON.
Okay, perfect. Jennifer Kaysen. Okay. So it looks like that's it here. It looks like you do meet the minimum requirements to participate. So I'm going to go ahead and submit it. What I'll do next is I'm going to send you an electronic document to sign that gives permission to the attorneys to start working on the case, okay?
Okay, okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, sweetie. We're going to stop this. What happened to me, I don't want it. Never happened to nobody else.
Yes.
Thank you.
Of course. Yes, I'm here to help. So I'm going to go ahead and send that to your email, and then they'll also send you a text message with a link. It's the same document. Whichever one's easier for you to open, that's the one you can access, okay?
Okay.
All right. And I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any questions or you need help navigating the page. Have you done a DocuSign before?
I did like for the bank and stuff. You know how you get paid. I did for a bank, but I'm not really, you know, I'm older, so I'm not really savvy, but I think I can do this for a week.
Yeah, we can do this together. Exactly. It'll be really quick. It's just a few taps. Uh-huh. It's just an electronic signature that you can tap and you can follow the prompts.
Oh, you got a beautiful name from Natalia.
Natalia. Yes.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Ms. June. June is actually my favorite month because that's my birth month.
Hey. Okay. Yeah. Do you agree? And see, it's a, I'm a fight. Yes, right?
Yes. Uh-huh. Just yes. Give permission to use electronic documents.
Okay. And I'm allow. And then I'm going to push continue. Agree. And then I'm going to push continue. And then it's asking me a sign. Oh, no, it's saying, oh, okay, no, it's saying, give me, oh, okay, it's asking me, sign, okay, sign, draw a picture, oh, I told you, I'll be careful, I got this with no problem.
All right, and then while you do that, I'm going to look for the information for the attorney so that I can send that to you, okay?
Okay, should I write adopt and sign?
Yes, ma'am. Adopt and sign, just to make sure it saves.
Okay, yep, I think I did it. Okay, I think I got to sign more stuff. Oh, no, my name and everything. Yep, June Kaysen. Date of birth, September the 15th. You got my right address, 1708 South 29th Street, 186-608-8926, 215-989-7426. Oh, yep, I think you got everything right. Check one. Drug and alcohol abuse. No, it's a drug and alcohol booth. Check one. You got
Let me see. I don't think I clicked that. Maybe it was by accident. Give me 1 second. Let me check.
Hey, don't give me. Even that pain medicine they gave me, I took it when I really needed it. I told that doctor I did not want to get hooked on none of that stuff.
Oh, of course. Yeah. No, I don't think. Let me see. I understand if then.
Because medical. Say, drug, alcohol abuse. HIV release.
Yes. Oh, okay. So it's just the medical release form. You just give them permission to look through your records.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. I told you.
It's okay. I'm glad that you're double checking. Yeah, we all need to verify everything. Yes. Thank you for that. Yeah, that's just the other page that I hadn't looked at. That one just was automatically filled out. That means yes, you give them permission.
Okay. Yes, I do. Is there anything I need else to sign? Because it looked like, let me see.
It'll guide you through the prompts. You just press continue. You click on all the yellow boxes.
Okay, I'm going to click next.
Yeah, next. Once it's done, it'll tell you finish.
Okay. Okay, next. Okay, got my name. Next. Got my next. Okay, and then it says finish. So I click on finish?
Yes, ma'am.
Finish. Okay, maybe it's telling me to sign something else because it went back to the next. Okay, well, okay, maybe I should open it. Okay, when I click on, okay, I got you. Next. Okay, let's see. Let me click on it. Let me click on that next. Okay, click on my name. Okay, I'm going to push finish. Okay, it must be not finished. June Kaysen. Okay, June Kaysen. It must be one that not sound finished. Okay, it's popping me back up. So one of them I must didn't sign. It's popping me back up. Okay, go to next. Okay, I see my mage. Okay, June case. Okay, yep, here we go. Let me find it. Thank you for being patient.
Of course.
Okay, that. Okay, next. Finish. It's up top. I think, oh, I got it. Finally got it.
Okay, you got it. Perfect.
All parties is complete.
Okay. And then you'll also get another email with a copy of everything, so you have that for your records. Now, Ms. Kaysen, the next thing you can expect is wait about 5 business days for the attorneys to receive the information. Then they're going to call you back. They'll do something called a case verification call, and they'll let you know what the next steps are, okay?
Oh, I appreciate you, sweetie. Son. You're the best paralegal I ever met. I know you remember. But you're the only one, but you're the best one.
I appreciate you. Yeah. No, and I'm just your step one. So I'm just the intake specialist. Your case manager would be with the law firm. So it's going to be Pulaski Law. So I'm just your step one. I just help you get enrolled. So I'm going to send you a text message with my direct desk line and the phone number of the attorneys so that you can save it in your contacts. If you have any other questions or any concerns, please give me a call back or send me a text, okay?
Oh, I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Of course. You're welcome, Ms. Kaysen. You have a great rest of your day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.